This Front Page podcast is brought to you by GoToMeeting. For your free 30-day trial, visit GoToMeeting.com/times.
On Tuesday's Front Page, Iran's state-owned shipping line is finding ways to evade American export controls. An expert says the containment device that was lowered on the well in the Gulf actually accelerated the leak. And a renegade former computer hacker turned in an Army intelligence analyst who bragged about leaking classified videos from Iraq. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says Iran's state-owned shipping line is evading American export controls aimed at keeping Iran from obtaining military technology. The Iranian line Irisal has renamed some of its ships to make tracking them more difficult. It's also obscuring ownership of its vessels in a web of shell companies across Europe and Asia. The shell companies were mostly set up after the U.S. blacklisted Irisal in 2008. The shell companies were mostly set up after the U.S. blacklisted Irisal in 2008. At the far left side of Tuesday's page one, an expert who says the new capping device on the oil well in the Gulf made the leak worse. Researcher Ira Leifer says cutting the riser pipe to install the cap increased the flow rate from the well. BP executive Kent Wells says 27,000 barrels of oil have been siphoned off so far. Some 30 states are scrambling to cover a drop in federal Medicaid money. Times reporter Kevin Sachs says an extension in last year's federal stimulus package was scrapped in this year's House Tax and Jobs Bill. Pennsylvania Governor Edward Rendell is shifting $850 million in state money to trim what had been a $2 billion gap. He says the only way to compensate will be to lay off 20,000 state employees. He says that could kill everything the stimulus money accomplished. A renegade former computer hacker did something he never expected to do. He turned in a 22-year-old Army specialist in Iraq. The hacker and the analyst had been trading emails. The analyst took credit for leaking a classified video of a helicopter attack in Baghdad that left 12 people dead. That wasn't all. Specialist Bradley Manning also claimed he'd given the website WikiLeaks 260,000 U.S. diplomatic cables, as well as video of a U.S. airstrike in Afghanistan that killed 97 civilians. The Defense Department says Manning has been arrested and is now being held in Kuwait. Here in New York, an art collector's children are in a $50 million court battle over his will. C.C. Wang was a Chinese immigrant who amassed what experts say was the greatest collection of Chinese masters outside China. He died 7 years ago at age 96. Now his 73-year-old daughter and his 80-year-old son are trading allegations of stolen masterpieces and smuggled art. Wang left the son behind when he immigrated in 1949. The son spent decades working in a Chinese television factory before finally making it to New York 31 years ago. We'll go inside Tuesday's Times after this.
The average cost of a single business trip is $1,000. Consider having your meetings online instead with GoToMeeting. Use GoToMeeting for sales presentations, product demos, training sessions, or collaborating on documents. At $49 a month for unlimited meetings, it replaces most business trips and saves your company money. Try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com/times.
Inside Tuesday's Times, Afghan observers and Western officials are taking the forced resignations of Afghan's top two security officials as another troubling sign. One was Interior Minister Hanif Atmar. The other was Intelligence Director Amrullah Saleh, who's credited with building an agency the West could depend on. The concern is President Hamid Karzai's decision-making is increasingly impulsive. North Korea shuffled its cabinet. With leader Kim Jong-il looking on, Parliament fired the prime minister. It promoted Kim's brother-in-law to the government's second-highest job. The changes were apparently aimed at diffusing public anger over disastrous currency revaluation, but they also served to consolidate Kim's power. Russian servicemen are accused of stealing bank cards from victims of the Polish plane crash that killed President Lech Kaczynski. Russian news services say the servicemen withdrew $1,700 using a card that belonged to one of 96 Polish officials killed in the disaster. The news may threaten the cooperation between Poland and Russia that developed after the April 10th crash. Two New Jersey men who were accused of preparing to join an insurgent group in Somalia with ties to Al-Qaeda appeared in federal court in Newark. In their first time before a judge since their arrest over the weekend, the two got court-appointed lawyers and prosecutors hinted they'd oppose bail. The two were arrested at Kennedy International Airport in New York as they prepared to begin what prosecutors say was a carefully thought-out journey to Somalia. Candidates are facing off in primaries in eight states. In Arkansas, Senator Blanche Lincoln and Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter are in a runoff for the Democratic Senate nomination. Times reporter Jeff Zeleny takes a close look at that race.
It's internal Democratic warfare there, and we will find out if she survives. If not, again, she becomes the third incumbent senator to fall this year. But Nevada, the race that is really being watched by a lot of people, no one more than Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. He will find out who he runs against for the next 5 months in the general election. He is hoping that it's a Tea Party candidate named Sharon Ingle, who he believes would be the easiest candidate to run against.
He says that in California, two women former CEOs could end up as Republican nominees. Former eBay chief executive Meg Whitman could end up facing Democrat Jerry Brown for governor in November. Former Hewlett-Packard chief executive Carly Fiorina is likely to face Senator Barbara Boxer, who's running for a fourth term. Reporter Helen Thomas, who grilled 10 presidents from her seat in the White House press room, retired abruptly on Monday. This amid a brouhaha over saying Israelis should get out of Palestine. Ms. Thomas is 89. She made her name working for United Press International. She's been a columnist for Hearst News Service since 2000. She made her comments about Israel and Palestine to an independent filmmaker. The video went viral on the internet. Tuesday's Science Times looks at entrepreneurs in space. A Nevada company is working on the solar system's first private space station. Starting in 2017, the company hopes to buy 15 to 20 rocket launchings a year. Getting ready will provide work for other private companies that the Obama administration is counting on to finance the so-called Commercial Crew Initiative. That would mean NASA would buy rides for its astronauts on what you might think of as taxis in space. That's our preview of Tuesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.